FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A KZN-based driver's license examiner and a driving school instructor have been convicted of fraud and conspiracy to commit corruption. Sandile Ndlovu and Zandile Dlamini were found guilty in the Durban Specialized Commercial Crimes Court. Ndlovu, a former examiner from Mooi River, was arrested in 2016 after it was discovered he fraudulently issued a learner's license to someone that had not taken the exam. Dlamini, a driving school instructor, is said to have facilitated the fraud, which they took a 3,000 rand payment for. They are expected to be sentenced next month. The Road Traffic Management Corporation says the case exposed serious breaches of integrity within the driving license issuing sector. With South Africans now paying more than 21 rand for a litre of petrol, an expert believes budgeting for fuel hikes and adopting long-term efficiency habits are key to coping with the increases.
The first tip would be to drive carefully, maintain steady speeds, you know, don't use heavy acceleration or sudden braking. Make sure that your tyres are inflated to the correct pressure and don't be carrying around unnecessary weight in your vehicle. If you've got items that you're kind of just leaving in there, and particularly if they're weighty items, remove them. And avoid driving at peak traffic times, because the stop-start obviously is an issue. You know, we talk about maintaining steady speeds. You know, when you sit in traffic, you can't do that.
August is expected to bring more pain for diesel users, while petrol could still see a small reduction following this month's price hike. Erica Liebenberg of consumer finance group Just Money says long-term financial planning can help people better manage future increases.
The more carefully your finances are planned, the more you're going to be able to absorb any of these increases, whether it's fuel price or inflation or other linked increases. It's crucial to start with a budget, and a lot of people are very intimidated by that word, but a budget can literally be printing out a few months' worth of bank statements and using highlighter pens to track your income and your outgoing costs. Have a look where you can shave those expenses.
Sports Minister Gaetan McKenzie has welcomed the recent judgment by the Grand Chamber of the European Court of Human Rights, which upheld a 2023 ruling by the ECHR's lower chamber that Caster Semenya was denied a fair trial by the Swiss Federal Tribunal. McKenzie says the decision marks a critical moment in the long-standing battle for the dignity and human rights of female athletes with differences of sexual development. And the Ferrero Group is buying cereal giant WK Kellogg, known for breakfast staples like the Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Rice Krispies. Ferrero, whose products include Nutella chocolate spread and Ferrero Rocher chocolates, will acquire the U.S. company for 55 billion rand. It will make WK Kellogg a wholly owned subsidiary of the Italian food giant. The two companies say the transaction is expected to close in the second half of this year, and shares of WK Kellogg surged over 30% in mid-morning trading. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.